Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. With recall election day next Tuesday and early vote centers now open in many California counties, the dueling campaigns to keep or oust Governor Newsom from office are getting louder and more intense.
Are we going to vote no on this recall?
No!
Hell no on this recall!
Vote no!
That's Governor Newsom addressing a crowd of supporters in Culver City on Saturday. Over the weekend, he was joined by such Democratic Party heavy hitters as Senators Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren. They cast the recall in stark terms, arguing a Newsom recall would be a victory for hard right political extremists who are eager to roll back abortion rights, pandemic protections, and environmental laws. Here's Elizabeth Warren.
I want you in this fight for women. I want you in this fight for children. I want you in this fight for our very earth. These fights have come to California.
Yes.
So one more time, are you ready to fight?
Yes.
Good. Good.
Meanwhile, conservative talk radio host Larry Elder, a Republican who's Newsom's leading challenger, staged his own rallies with Republican allies and supporters. Speaking in Orange County's Little Saigon, Elder challenged Newsom's leadership on a variety of issues.
Businesses are leaving. Middle-class people are leaving. Quality of our schools is declining. Price of living gone up through the roof. Crime is up. Nothing this man has touched has gone right. Vote yes on the recall. And then to recall him, who are you gonna call? Who are you gonna call?
As the recall campaign enters its final days, Elder's opposition to abortion rights, the minimum wage, and California's goals of fighting climate change are under fierce attack. Looking ahead, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in California on Wednesday to campaign against the recall. Let's turn to wildfires and some much-needed good news. Evacuation orders have been downgraded to a warning for the city of South Lake Tahoe, meaning residents are being allowed back home. People were ordered to leave last week as the Caldor fire threatened the community. In recent days, firefighters have been able to slow the Caldor fire's progress, and the blaze is over 40% contained. But some communities, like Grizzly Flats, still remain under evacuation orders, and authorities say that South Lake Tahoe residents should avoid complacency and be ready to evacuate again if fire conditions change. When big wildfires do happen, fire crews come from all over California and other states. And there are even migrant workers in wildland firefighting. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon met a mostly Mexican crew on a break from battling the Caldor fire in South Lake Tahoe.
Nice little sandwich in there.
At a fire base on the eastern flank of the second largest wildfire currently burning in California, Manuel Carrillo eyes his crew's bag lunch with skepticism. Cheese, trail mix, yogurt, lots of protein, but it sort of looks like an airplane meal.
You eat this every day. We eat it 21 days straight. We crave a lot of home foods, a lot of warm meals, soups, beef, stews.
Carrillo is from Tulare County and just spent 28 days on the Dixie Fire. His crew of 20 men kept him going. They're mostly from Mexico, here on temporary work visas.
I had to learn Spanish, and they've taught me a lot how to work hard.
He introduced me to Rodrigo Rangel Aguilar, who's working his third year as a wildland firefighter for Franco's Forest Service out of Salem, Oregon.
¿Cuántos años tiene?
25 años.
He's the second youngest of seven siblings, and three of his brothers are also working as firefighters in the U.S. right now. Two are heading here to the Caldor fire.
Pues ahorita, de hecho, los hermanos míos vienen para acá.
He doesn't know which crew they're with or where they'll be assigned on this sprawling fire, but he's hoping to track them down. Otherwise, he'll see them back home in Morelia, where the only jobs are in the fields.
Trabajo es campo, sembrar maíz, trabajar en huertas de aguacate.
He won't say how much he gets paid here, but entry-level contract workers on hand crews typically make about $15 or $16 an hour, plus lots of overtime. They mostly do the hard work of containment, hiking the steep hillsides to cut fire lines with hand tools. Casimiro Calvario Dominguez is lounging on a tailgate nearby. It's his first season as a firefighter. He says it's hard, but work back home in his pueblito in Guerrero is harder and pays much less.
Es más duro y es menos pagado.
Firefighting is tough, but the dollars he earns here support four kids, a wife, and his parents. He uses a versatile Mexican curse word to summarize his dilemma. Leave his family in order to provide for them, or work himself into the ground and still not be able to feed them. Calvario Dominguez says fighting wildfires here is more relaxed. Yeah, that's really what he said. Despite the risks, he appreciates the steady work, and so far he's been safe, healthy, and always ready. This is the nature of fighting a major wildfire. People converge from all over the continent to do dangerous labor, contractors, pilots, and thousands of workers. Carrillo says his crew has learned to love the mountains of the West. He's half Mexican-American, half Native American from the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians.
I'm a mother's protector. I'm helping calm these fires down, stop them from burning, you know, our lands.
Carrillo says his job is to lead and share his ideas and experience with his Mexican colleagues. Everyone on his crew is curious to see which will end sooner, their work visas or this ferocious fire season. For the California Report, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in South Lake Tahoe.
And that is the California Report for Monday, September 6th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Happy Labor Day, and thanks for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from Water Heaters Only, specializing in the repair and replacement of water heaters since 1968, licensed and insured, open 24 hours a day every day. Learn more at waterheatersonly.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy harnesses the power of people and science to create innovative solutions for a healthy environment, just societies, and opportunities for human achievement, and Stanford Medicine, protecting your health and providing dependable care with safe in-person appointments and video visits. StanfordHealthcare.org/adaptingcare.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.